Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. How's everybody doing? Today, I want to talk about winning the war in your mind. So take down this text real quick, Romans 12:2. That's Romans 12:2. And it reads, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Winning the war in your mind. Now, as we are going through life, we get every opportunity to look at the circumstances going on around us, be it chaos or not. We have a choice to make. What do we believe? Whose report do we believe? The word says that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That Satan is the prince of the air. Satan is a deceiver. He is subtle and uses every effort to attack your mind. Satan wants to wear you down and take you out. It's a war in your mind. But how do you win the war in your mind? Let me show you. Ephesians 6:16 says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." So one way to win the war in your mind is to have faith. The shield of faith. The shield of faith blocks every fiery dart that Satan launches in your mind, winning the war in your mind. Another way to win the war in your mind is found in 2 Corinthians 10:5. It reads, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." So take everything that doesn't line up with the word of God and only believe what his word says. If the doctor says that you are sick and the enemy says you will die, cast that thought down and say, "By Jesus Christ's stripes, I am healed," winning the war in your mind. Now, with everything going on in the world, what's in the news, the politics rigged, school budgets cuts, education failing, and the economy being low, Satan magnifies and pumps the fear into your mind by making you think that there is no hope. However, we must renew our mind through Christ every day. Only believe and do what lines up with the word of God, his promises, winning the war in your mind. So don't concentrate on fear. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." You, my friend, have a sound mind, and it's through your sound mind that you can fight the good fight of faith and win the war in your mind. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. Have a good and great day. Be blessed. Amen. Hey, if you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read his word, get guidance, and be blessed.
Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith show. Thanks for listening.
Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org.
Hey, get inspired. Be sure to order the book, Not Hopeless, by speaker, author, and pastor, Michael Bailey. Not Hopeless is a true story about hope, inspiration, encouragement, and God's love. Be sure to order the book, Not Hopeless, at NotHopeless.net. That's NotHopeless.net.